Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cheddar, this man's music.
Ooh, okay.
It's called Cosmic Drive. We start the show with this.
Digging
and
it.
You're ready to roll. Cheddar, thank you so much for coming down.
Thanks for having me, man.
Welcome, welcome. For those of you that don't know, Cheddar did the amazing, beautiful music for Amigas, which is coming out on various streaming platforms as well. You know, how you doing, Cheddar?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. It's good to see you. Let's just jump right into the convo, okay?
Okay.
If the answer to this question is no, we'll quickly move on, or I'll answer any questions you have on the subject. But did you watch WrestleMania?
Parts of it.
What did you see?
I saw highlights of it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was working, so I got to miss most of it live. I just saw the highlights after work.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. What were you... Was there anything that you were invested in?
The Rey Mysterio match, and then later on I found out that, you know, Edge came, you know, was back. So
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Those are, like, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. So.
Oh, yeah? You like Dominic?
I don't really know him that much. It's like, I feel like I have mixed feelings about him. You know, it's like...
He's earned my respect.
Okay.
Not that he had to earn it. He's Rey Mysterio's son, so I will immediately be like, you're Mysterio's son. But I really dig this latest storyline with him.
Okay.
Where the son is disciplined by the father.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is a father-son wrestling team. Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. And joining us once again is Blake... Blake and Cheddar, welcome. So have you been following WWE, you know?
Not as much as I would, you know, like to, because I used to watch it a lot when I was younger and stuff like that. Most of my favorite wrestlers, like, ended up retiring, like The Undertaker and stuff like that. But I did start I jumped back on it, like, a little bit after COVID, mm-hmm. when I saw that Dominic started kind of wrestling. I was like, oh, that's cool, you know? And then when Edge came back, I think it was Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Like a few years back.
Yeah.
It just, like, really, you know, psyched me out. But, I watch it when I get the chance, but I haven't been really following much of the storylines.
Didn't you say that you worked one of the shows?
Yeah, I did. I got to work NXT shows. When they pull up to Riverside.
Uh-huh.
And that's been fun, man. Just doing, like, audio, setting up the ring, and it's...
You said they...
That's cool.
Yeah. You said they mic up the mat?
Yeah, so actually that's kind of like one of the techniques that they use for, like, audio is, like, they put mics under the ring.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when they're, you know, hitting each other, you're able to hear that, you know? Mm-hmm. It was quite an experience, really. Just kind of, I was geeking out, to be honest, because, like, you know, when you pull up to the venue, you see, like, Ric Flair, like, and Kane, you know, like, WWE semi-buzz, you know, like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is really happening.
You were working that show when Keith Lee was there, right?
Yes.
And you met him, right?
Yes.
And you said, what's he like?
He's super chill. He was really nice. He was like this big dude that like everybody just loved. And he had like such a, like just great energy and, you know, personality. So,
oh yeah.
It was really cool. I didn't really know him that much. Like mm-hmm. that day, I was like, oh, this guy's like pretty cool. Everybody likes him.
Yeah.
And later on, I found out who he was. I was like, oh wow. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. He's crazy because like, you know, I haven't kept up with AEW. I've just been watching WWE, but I like...
Wait, what's the difference between AEW and WWE?
They're different companies.
Okay.
One is run by Vince McMahon, or kind of, or whatever, and Triple H and stuff, and he runs creative Triple H. And then the other one is run by this kid, Tony Khan, who just has a lot of dough, and he really likes wrestling. Okay. And so nice. He's... Yeah, you know. Have you watched any AEW?
No, I haven't actually. I need to jump on that.
Yeah, no. I mean, the thing is, like during the week, I watch Monday Night Raw, and at the end of the week, I watch Friday Night SmackDown. That's 5 hours of wrestling.
Wow.
And so, to fit in AEW, I still keep up on the news that comes out of there because I have like a wrestling nerve that needs to be fed, like a heroin addict, you know. And so, I like hearing the news out of there. Like, did you hear about all this stuff with CM Punk?
No.
He went back to there, and then he got into like a big beef with some of the Young Bucks. This new crew of like wrestlers and stuff like that. But yeah, but that's like the wrestling thing. So you've been sort of watching it sporadically, huh?
Yeah.
Any recent storyline? Like, what do you think of Roman Reigns and all that?
I honestly don't know much like about Roman Reigns right now because when he came in was like when the time I was kind of like starting to. You know, kind of phase out, and stuff like that. But I don't know what, you know, he's kind of up to right now or like what's going on. But I did know that was one of the big matches that was on at WrestleMania over the weekend too, right?
He's been the champion for about 2 years now.
Okay.
And it's been like a long run. And I for sure thought that Cody Rhodes was going to beat him just because I thought that'll get like a big reaction from the crowd. It's good storytelling. He's been at the top for so long.
Right.
But then he didn't like it always comes down like there's always cheating involved or something, you know, like that kind of like they knock the wrestler out, the ref out or something. And then like his cousins will come in, the Usos and stuff. Okay. And that's been the thing. It's been like WWE has been like, and I don't mind it because he's very entertaining,
right.
But it's been the Roman Reigns show. It's like it's all centered around him. And I heard it's because he just looks the way Vince McMahon wants his champions to look. He's big. He promos good. And stuff, you know, like who else was on the roster when you were at NXT? Anybody that's big now? Or?
Honestly, you might have to just mention names because it was kind of like a blur. Like, I feel like when I was there, I was just so excited to be there. I was just kind of taking it all in, you know?
Yeah.
And, but it, there was like, I think who was, there was one, I don't know if it was Shawn Michaels or one of like the retired wrestlers. Yeah. That was around the area. I didn't get to meet him or see him, but like I did hear that he was around.
Oh yeah.
So that was kind of cool. It was like, nice. Oh shoot, but I didn't.
How did you get on that gig?
So I worked at a lot of shows in downtown Riverside, and sometimes like they'd have like concerts, and around that time it's like, hey, we have the WWE, like the NXT, branch coming in. And so I just jumped on it. I was like, yeah, I'm down to do that.
Nice. Sounds,
I mean, it's different, you know?
Was it a grind? Like, do they work you pretty?
Dude, it's a really busy day because it, like, when you come in, like, you know, load in and stuff like that, it's like, it's a one-day show, right? Uh-huh. So you basically come in and just set everything up. They have their own people, obviously, you know, they have their own crew working it. But it's cool because, like, their whole crew, it's like these older guys, you know, they all have the WWE logo and stuff like that. And, like, you could just tell they've been doing this for years and years.
Yeah.
So we're just, like, assisting them in any way we can. But one of the things that they did ask for and, like, we always help them out with is actually setting up the ring, which sucks because it's, like, super heavy. And each of the corners, like, the poles, they weigh like almost like 300 pounds. Like,
jeez.
Like it's such a grind. But at the end of the day, man, like when you set it up and like, you know, you're getting towards the end, like, you know, where you're tying up the mat, like the fabric and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this is a ring, you know, like,
yeah.
This is the same type of ring that they use and, you know, everything else. So it's cool.
That's cool. Did you watch the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got
to see
parts
of it.
Where were you?
So I was kind of like in the front of house, area, like where the soundboard's at and stuff like that. So, you know, it was just cool to just kind of watch it. It is very interesting, though, watching a live, like, wrestling match compared to, like, on TV. Because, like, I feel like on TV, you know, you're used to seeing, like, hearing the commentators and stuff like that.
Right.
But when you're watching it live, it's very quiet. You only hear the crowd reactions because everybody's, you know, just watching the match.
Right, right,
you
know? Right.
And, like, you hear, like, the,
right.
And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, question, my fucking computer made a chime. Shame on your computer. What do they do for, like, commercial breaks? Like, when it goes to a I always wondered that. Like,
so when we were there, I mean, I'm not sure if it was, like, they actually even cut to commercial. Because they just kind of kept going.
Oh.
But they would, what they did do, though, that, like, was, like, kind of, like, their way of, like, taking breaks was, like, they would kind of just have, like, little small intermissions, like, we're like, hey, like, we'll be back, like, in, like, 15 minutes, like,
right,
like that. And, yeah, it was cool.
Like. Oh, interesting. And then when they show, like, you know how, like, in WWE they'll show, like, backstage?
Uh-huh.
What do they do? Do they show it on a big monitor and everybody's watching that stuff? Or do they even do that on NXT? I don't watch NXT, honestly.
I'm not sure if they had that, to be honest. Because, like, even that venue itself, like, it, I mean, it does have, like, backdoor, like, kind of, like, those, like, you know, those like hallways that you
right,
see
right,
where
right.
you know the wrestlers just walk in and stuff like that. But I mean, obviously I was at the front of the house, so I didn't get to see like if they did any of that stuff.
I heard the locker room is like the sacred place of the wrestlers. Like nobody is allowed there but the wrestlers.
Yeah.
And stuff, you know. But okay. Cheddar, you're here, you've got your guitar.
I do.
Let's do something positive, okay?
Cool.
Cheddar, we're gonna make some music.
All right.
Okay. Let's get started with our music, our band.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Right, Blake. You know, and Blake can be keyboard. You can be guitar.
Okay.
I'll be lead singer songwriter.
Sweet.
If that's okay.
That's perfectly okay. Fine.
The thing that I want to do is I want to right wrongs, with my music, and I want to use music to bring people together. I'm not into making raunchy music. I'm not into making like music that is negative to people. I want to bring people together with my music, our music. We could come up with a really cool band name too. You know, like whatever you guys think. He's drinking a drink. I was going to say the name of the drink, but we don't want to give free plugs or anything. Everybody. So one of the things that I want to do is, Blake knows this. There was a video that we put out. It got a couple thousand views, Blake. But we were talking to a woman named Kerrigan, and in our fun conversation, I made a comment that men who fix up their cars have small dick, quote, small dick energy. And forgive me, I know I said no raunchiness, but this is life, you know. And I said, oh, yeah, that's men. And really, I was just subliminally bitch slapping someone that I like to bitch slap when I'm irritated. And that day I was a little irritated because of life stuff. And so it was coming out and I feel bad for that. So, Blake, someone commented.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, somebody, a gentleman commented. He said, and rightfully so, he said, people who fix up their cars, that's a hobby like any other hobby. I happen to agree with this gentleman. I don't disagree. When I know I did something wrong, I'll fix it. And then he said, the only person that has small dick energy is you for calling out for making fun of someone's hobby. So Cheddar, if you may pick up the guitar. If you may. So the first song. And I'm just going to go. Like, I'm just going to, much like the Beatles, you know. So you just give me, start strumming, you know. Like, give me something. You give me something, I'll roll with it. That, give me some chords. Quavo!
Oh, my God. All
right. Sorry, I heard that in the young people. Thank you. This is good.
Siren is helping.
That's good. The sirens are going. Small dick energy, it's not true. Why don't you be you? It's a hobby. Blake is here. He has no fear of the energy. energy. If I like stamps and I like pets, well then those are hobbies. My cock's still big. If I like you and you like me, well then let's go to a party. I'm sorry, sir, that I offended you. Your car's so big, your dick's so big. All right, that was great. That was Cheddar. That was, oh my god. Sorry if I stepped on the. That was amazing. That was beautiful. Wow, Blake. Wow, that was music.
I wish I could write like that.
Hey, you know what?
I cannot make lyrics.
Oh really, dude, this is my power, the power of Mr. Red, and this our band.
Did you write that?
It just came to my head. Wow. I wish I could play the music like you to inspire me like that. So I have another. Let's really, that was magical. Let's really go for it. Okay, so Blake, one time we were doing the show Cheddar. I had just seen the movie 80 for Brady. Okay. And I thought, I had this whole bit planned where I was, not even a bit, I was talking about how we could improve the movie and stuff, even though it was a great movie, respect to Jane Fonda and everything. But the problem with the episode was I was angry. I was cranky that day. It was a Monday. I wasn't in the mood. Like, do you remember this?
Yeah, you were pretty angry.
I was cranky. In fact, Emmanuel, show like a little clip of that episode.
A flashback.
Fucking A, man. Ugh. I don't like this. This sucks. Listen, I'll be real with you. I don't even want to be here. I just want to be at home. I want to be at home. I want to be at home. I don't want to talk about some fucking old lady movie. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares about anything? The world is dying. It's the one thing that will salvage this shit episode. Shit. I don't even want to be alive. No, I want to be alive. I love life. It's just, yeah, get out of LA where everybody's sucking their own dick. I hate it. I hate it here. I hate everyone. I do.
You see, I was cranky in that episode. I just wasn't feeling positive. But with you, Cheddar, I feel positive. I feel super positive. And so what I'm proposing is we go back to that 90. I have an idea for a sequel for 80 for Brady.
Okay.
Called 90 for Nas. Okay, we wait until these chicks are 90 and then we make a movie where they're like big fans of me. Let's fantasize, okay? You know, 90 for Nas. They want to go see the premiere of the new Wild 7 film directed by Nas Red. And so they go cross country and stuff. And we could make it a musical. And so like they can, like whenever, in much like in a musical, when they have something to say, they don't sing it. They don't say it, they sing it. So, Cheddar, if you may, I'm going to sing one of the like old lady songs, and then we could map out the whole musical right here and just give us the Tony, give us the Emmy, give us everything. You know what I mean? Like, give us the Grammy especially. Okay, so if you go, and what I'm thinking is something.
No Oscar? You don't want the Oscar?
Fuck the Oscar. They give it to, no, yeah, I'll take the Oscar too. I want to be an EGOT. That's what they call it when you get Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. EGOTs. Okay. We're going to be EGOTs, you know? Oh, and nice. There's only a few of them in the world. And we're going to be one of them. So that's thank you, Cheddar. Okay, so if you may, and just play what your heart feels. And I'll go with it, okay?
All right.
And I'm going to be the character of, like, Lily Tomlin or Jane, or one of those ladies.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back,
propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm older now. My family's dead. My husband left because he lost his head. It fell off because he is old. But that doesn't mean my pussy isn't gold. I have a sexuality. I'm an old woman, but I have real, real needs. I wish that I could get tossed up by all the rappers in the world, including Blake.
Thank you. Wow. Dude, Blake, this is Cheddar. Blake. The level of magic that we create in our band.
That's it.
This is amazing.
It's a wrap.
Blake, Blake, wow. do you have any, let's use this power for good. I have an idea. I have a great idea. Okay, I'm going to bring you guys up to speed on something, and then we're going to do another song about this, okay? And we're going to really fix the situation, okay? There's a YouTuber named Sneeko. Do you know this guy, Blake?
Yes.
Okay.
I've heard of him, but I don't really know what he's done now.
He has a YouTube beef with another guy named Moist Critical. These are YouTubers. This is what the kids are into.
They're Critical?
Like YouTube gangs or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's almost like that. It's pretty much like that. It's like they have a beef. They're going back and forth. And so
like Twitch streamers.
Yeah, they're Twitch streamers. All right. And then there's another kid named Aiden Ross. You know him, Blake? Yeah. You know him? Yeah. What do you think of him?
I don't really care about any of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, Blake, this is what the kids are into.
I just know that, like, they were, like, big into Andrew Tate, and then Andrew Tate fell off, and he's in jail.
And that's the other thing. Andrew Tate fell off, and he's in jail. So all of these things, we're going to not just comment, but we're bringing these people together to stop fighting. You know, like Moist, Sneeko, Andrew, Aiden. Let's get along here. You guys are leading the youth. And so let's say something positive. So if you make, Cheddar, just one more song, you know, like, because this is important. I really feel like this is my civil rights leader moment. You know what I mean? Like I didn't want to name a specific name because I didn't want to offend anybody. But like, this is my moment. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
For sure. I'm ready. I was born ready.
That's right.
Like Dirk Diggler.
Hey Aiden, do you even speak English? You sound like someone who didn't go to school. Hey Sneeko, why you on Andrew's dick? Are you, you know, a homo? And that's okay. We're all
a little gay.
Yes, my friend, we must all get along and dance in the zone of erogenous, the zone of joy, the zone of the police sirens fighting for civil rights. Hey, Andrew, how was jail?
I thought he was still in jail.
He got out. He's on house arrest. The only things he had to talk to were the cockroaches and the lice. He says he's not bald, but when he came out, it looks like he's bald. I'm sorry. Takes one to know one. Be brave. Don't get plugs. It's okay. You need a break. Human trafficking is all right by me. It's okay if you're Andrew Tate. Give me a break. That one, you know what? That one, Blake, you know what? That was not that. That, listen, we're making an album here. They're not all going to be fucking bangers, okay? Give me a fucking break. You fuckers out there, if you think that wasn't a good one. Cheddar, you don't have any idea how hard it is to, like, you know, I'm opening
imagine.
My heart.
I
but the
imagine.
Thing is, we're like the Beatles.
End was a little.
It was a little eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you low-key just said that child.
I said human trafficking is okay. But that was, I want to make it clear, that was an ironic. I was being ironic, sort of.
I don't think you can be ironic with human trafficking.
Cheddar, if you may, just one song. You're right. And we're going to, you know how like artists, like Lady Gaga will make a song that fights cancer or something?
Okay.
We're going to make a song that fights human trafficking.
Oh, okay.
If you may.
All right.
Tuned in.
Okay, cool. All
right. Let's see.
Show. They took Liam Neeson's daughter and took her to a far-off land. It could have been Europe. It could have been Australia. It could have been Japan. But then Liam Neeson came and said, my hands are lethal weapons, boy. Don't you mess with my daughter. I'm coming to get you with my skills. Then Blake came and said, yo, Liam, you need help? I'm here for you, dog. Then it goes into the rap part.
All right. Yeah.
Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson and Blake getting it on with the fight. Crime fighting. Don't traffic humans. It's not right. Every night. Okay, I'm not. Listen, I'll be honest with you, okay? Hip hop, it's not like. That's out of my realm of expertise. It's not like. I like hip hop. I respect it. But I respect it so much that I don't want to throw my hat in that ring.
I
like the first part of the song. The hip hop part, we're just gonna take out because I don't wanna. The other thing is, you get big in the hip hop world. Look at what happened to Tekashi 6ix9ine. He got beaten up, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Blake? Blake, are you gang affiliated?
No.
No? Okay, good. Good.
Maybe I am.
Huh?
What?
You are?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Fuck yeah. Wild 7.
Wild 7.
Yeah. Cheddar, that was truly magic, beautiful things.
Thank you.
Wait, why'd you ask?
If you were gang affiliated?
Yeah.
I want to know if there's a conflict of interest. Yeah. By the way, one last thing.
Just be careful what you say, Nas.
Yeah. Listen, to Blake's gang, he's a good kid. He's a good guy. He's a good man. Good man. And give him a break.
I'm not in a gang.
You're not in a gang. That's beautiful. One last thing, weatherman. Emmanuel, make me a weatherman. I can be anything I want here.
I know,
Cheddar.
So cool, man.
Wait. Okay, I got one more thing, and then this was super fun, Cheddar. Super, super fun. You be the news anchor, and I'll be the weatherman, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Like now?
Yeah, let's go for it. Okay.
And thanks for checking out Wild 7. Now let's go to the weather with Nas.
Look at all this weather. Yeah, no, I didn't have anything fun planned around that. I just thought, because you said this is like a weather thing, and I thought we could play with that. But I got nothing.
We could try.
But yeah, but Cheddar, good times. Have you seen anything good lately? I just want to know.
Like any movies and stuff like that? I did see Scream.
Oh, did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Did you see John Wick?
No, I need to watch it. Yes. Oh. Chef's Kiss?
Yes. Chef's Kiss. Love it. Blake, did you see it?
Don't hit me, but I'm not really interested in any of those.
Oh, really?
Like the John Wick. Like, I'll see Scream, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, you know what's funny about Blake? Blake is the most like peaceful, like not druggy. And it's weird because like when we hired him, we literally hired him because we thought he was stoned and we thought he was fun.
They really did.
Yeah. But like we're doing the 420 episode later and like we're like you would think like, oh yeah, Blake, young guy into hip hop, into music.
Like he's stoned.
He's stoned all the time. But no, he's pretty straight edge, actually. I think the most wild thing I've seen Blake do was he took a bunch of Oreos and he put them in peanut butter and then he ate
them. That shit was
that.
Good.
That sounds great.
That's wild.
That sounds great. Cheddar, where can the good people find you?
The good people could find me everywhere on all social media.
Yeah.
At CHDDVR.
Nice.
That's my handle.
You saw his musical prowess and skills. You saw that. And that was nothing. If you want to hear some good tunes of his, listen, watch Amigas, and you can hear the beautiful soundtrack that he put together.
That was fun.
And future projects are coming with Cheddar and I.
Yes.
Yes. Definitely. Yes, indeed. And in fact, you know, I was like, we were going to talk some biz, but I was like, you know what? Just come on to the lair. Let's just, you know, like after this, we'll have our little sesh, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, but yeah, no, good stuff, Cheddar. Very good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Cheddar. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And then, let's give our sign outs then. This was a full, complete wow.
Yeah.
This was great. Like, there was music and everything.
The whole thing.
I was going to say, I'm a genius. We're geniuses. We're geniuses. And what's the name of our band? You guys have any?
I'm trying to think of something punny, but.
Lone Wolf and the Hunters. Because that's sexy.
That actually is kind of tight.
Because then women will think, oh, they'll hunt us. No, I'm just kidding. That we don't want to hunt lady.
Yeah, we could.
Dude, do you know what's cool about being a musician? You know. Right?
Yeah, Guitar Center, huh?
Yeah. You know, because I heard, like, all the rap music, they say, like, meet me at the Holiday Inn, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Blake knows.
We know.
If you don't. Talking about. No, I'm just kidding. No, really.
We're talking about the key and the keyhole, right?
You put the key in the keyhole. No, what I want to say is, we're a different kind of band. Instead of, like, using groupies, we're gonna respect them.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna like give them books and stuff, right, Blake? You know, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nasred. Follow me on Instagram at Mr.Nasred. Email me at Nasred@Wild7Studios. And follow all of our stuff at Wild7Studios.com on Instagram, on YouTube. Subscribe, like, share, and subscribe. I keep forgetting to say that. And yeah, we're good. Dude, Cheddar, we did like music, man.
Yeah, that was pretty tight.
That was pretty dope. Please come back and let's do it again. That was awesome. Fuck. Genius. Fucking genius, man. We are fucking geniuses. Cheddar.
How do we do it?
I wish you could always just, you know.
I wish I could have a guitar with me at all times.
Oh, yeah? Like,
especially an electric. That'd be amazing.
Bro, you're just good, man.
Like, have it implanted and, like, be part of me, you know?
That was good shit. Yeah. I mean, that's how I view you.
Maybe not in this life, but in the next one when science and everything like advances, that could be a possibility.
I'm gonna have my doctor graft the guitar to your body. Please. You know what I mean? It'd be like a, you know, like a guitar man.
And a drum machine too.
And a drum machine.
Yeah.
And then Blake, I'm gonna put a cello on you. So for bass. You know what I mean?
I don't know how to play cello, but okay.
Well, that's why you're going to have to learn, my friend. That's one of the things of life. Thank you so much, everyone. This was a fun musical time. And like, share, and subscribe. And like everything that we do. And don't question it. Just love it. And sorry, Guy, about the car thing. I don't really think that. I don't think that was a blanket statement. It was a blanket statement. And I'm not into that.
Yeah, you were angry that day.
I was angry that day. But you know what? Today I'm happy. Nobody's dying. Everybody's healthy. I'm going to go see Mario on Friday.
Hey.
Are you excited about that?
I'm stoked.
I'm very stoked. You, Blake?
That's your answer. Quietness.
Love it.
Like, don't care about nothing. Okay, we're good. All right.
Hit those like and subscribe buttons. While a small gesture, it really means a lot to Wild 7 Studios and allows us to continue creating meaningful and fun content for your viewing pleasure.